Hello. So introduction, Tanse. Mayigin dotem, Adiknadishtakas, Manitoba Natonchi, Swampy Cree, Indow. I am Susan. I am from the Wolf Clan. I'm a Cree from Winnipeg, Manitoba. My family's from Northern Manitoba. And say thank you for allowing us to be here. I am a mother of five and a grandmother, and I am the Indigenous community recruiter for Circles for Reconciliation.
Good morning. My name is Paula Messina. I'm actually born and raised in Canada. My parents are immigrants from Italy, actually, and I've lived in Toronto for approximately 25 years. And I am the event coordinator for Circles for Reconciliation and just joined the group very recently.
So first I'd like to say thank you to everyone who took part in the smudging ceremony this morning. I do want to say that it was very powerful to see all of you partake in the ceremony, and it did warm my heart. I want to say miigwech for that. So a smudging ceremony. So when we come together and gather as a group, we offer a smudge. This morning, the smudge was sage. Sage is one of our first medicines that came. So what it does, what we do is we cleanse our eyes so that we can see clearly. We cleanse our mouth so we can speak clearly. Our ears so we can hear clearly. And then over our body so that we may cleanse any negativity that we are carrying, so that when we come together, our hearts are together as we are brought together for this moment. So today, to learn about our project. So as Craig mentioned, we did start in Winnipeg. So as Raymond, when they were doing the report and the interim report was coming out, it hit his heart because he adopted two Indigenous children. At that time, what he did not know is that that was part of the 60s scoop. He did not know about that. So when he learned about that, when his children were young, he would take them to powwows or any other gatherings that were Indigenous. So this is his way so that his children would know his culture as they grew up. So when the report came out, the TRC, the interim report in June 2015, it's like, well, why should we wait for the final report to come out? Let's do something. So with his heart, he went out and he consulted with academics and advisors, community members, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, and just really, really had that open dialogue with what do we need to speak about, what needs to be said, so that we can start this path of reconciliation. So that was his big step that he took, and that's what he has shared. In 2017, CBC Radio did a presentation. I believe it's called the Now and Never segment, Circles for Reconciliation, is Reconciliation in Action. So after the interview took place, it took place across Canada, and a lot of interest was generated, and that's how we came to be known nationally, Canada-wide. So that's the bit of who we are. We have a quick video. So it's a really awesome little video clip that kind of gives you an overview of what Circles for Reconciliation is.
Let's see if I can get it to play. And well, it may have to play with the sound a little bit.
Do you want to help Circles for Reconciliation build respectful relationships between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Canadians? Circles are 10 people meeting for 75 minutes a week for 10 weeks. Half are Indigenous, half are not. Each week, they discuss themes such as, what is reconciliation? Dispelling the misconceptions about Indigenous peoples, and many others. Circles are free and anyone can join. Register today at circlesforreconciliation.ca. Reconciliation begins with each and every one of us.
Yep, that's good for now. We'll just show the other ones in a minute. So that's just a few seconds, kind of the nutshell of what our project is about. So we have equal, so it's 5 Indigenous, 5 non-Indigenous, as well as an Indigenous facilitator and a non-Indigenous facilitator. And we come together and bring our thoughts and just have a dialogue. So like I mentioned, it has different themes. So the theme of reconciliation is usually the lead-in one. And it's primarily getting to know who, creating a safe space so you can have this open dialogue. We found that, you know, 10 weeks worked just right for developing those relationships and having that dialogue. It's a space of creating safety. So, you know, we do hear a lot of, well, I don't want to sound silly, but I heard this kind of thing. It's like, no, it's welcomed, you know. It's more also that the Indigenous people also get to learn about their neighbors, their community, their non-Indigenous community. And oh, can you hear me? That's good? No? More? Closer? How's that? Can you hear me now? Awesome. Yeah, so that's a little blurb that we came up with. So a big question also to you when we're introducing our project is like, well, why should I join a circle? So there's three people, individuals who did interviews in Winnipeg. One is Indigenous and two are non-Indigenous. So there's, if you want to play those, kind of gives three different perspectives of the circles.
Hello, I'm Melanie Oliviero. I was born in New York and lived most of my life in the U.S., although visited Canada a lot, and I'm very grateful to be living here now. Reconciliation. Reconciliation is a concept that's been much discussed. I like the characterization by the chair of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission on Residential Schools, the former Chief Justice and now Senator Murray Sinclair. He suggests that reconciliation is like saying, I want to be your friend. And what do we do when we want to get better acquainted with someone? We greet that person. We introduce ourselves. We're genuinely interested in learning that person's thoughts and experiences. And we listen. And we're willing to share our own. For me, this is the essence of what Circles for Reconciliation, the initiative, is. I come to this from a lifelong advocacy for human rights and Indigenous rights in particular. For you, it may be another path. Come visit us at circlesforreconciliation.ca and learn more. And check out our fundraiser too.
I'm Peter Peters. I'm from Charlotte Mennonite Church. This has been a profound experience for me. I am a firstborn of immigrant parents. We used to go past the Portage la Prairie residential schools on those Sundays when we went to church on the way south of Portage la Prairie. And I asked the question sometimes, what are those buildings for? And they said, well, that's the Indian school. And little did I know what the purpose and nature of those schools were, just that there were Indian schools and somehow special education was required for them. It is only now, some 40 years later, 60 years later, where I've become aware of the whole residential school and the whole Indigenous story in Canada. And I think it has been tragically misrepresented over the years. I believe reconciliation has to be an ongoing process. It needs to be cultivated, and I think you have to do some things very deliberately. It's just not a word that we use carelessly, and it's not an academic thing, it's a life thing.
My name is Clayton Dwayne Swan. I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba. My spirit name is Ozawe Wabasi. That translates to yellow swan. My clan is Gagagi, Raven clan. I'm from Turtle Island. I first participated in Circles for Reconciliation in September. Every circle that I, it's like, even though I've studied a lot about each theme, whatever, there's always a new learning experience. Each one is different, and it's like, it's so beautiful. It's like there's 10 themes, but each one is totally different. Different people, different experiences, different stories, different inflections, and it is a joy to experience. There are times when, it's like, I feel so safe in a group and I just open up. Circles of Reconciliation is building friendships. My name is Clayton Dwayne Swan.
So just to add to that, my own story of joining Circles for Reconciliation, as I said, I'm new to the group, but really, really thankful to have found it, because I've been on my own sort of journey of looking for ways to work on reconciliation for probably over 25 years. It started when I actually just read a book, a travel book. I was going to Mexico. And I really wanted to learn more about Indigenous people in Mexico, and the author of this book actually wrote about, you know, the decimation of so many nations from the tip of South America to, you know, the Arctic Circle, and so with that knowledge, I just started to say, oh my goodness, like, what can I do? And so for all this time, I've really been building my knowledge, you know, trying to learn more about, you know, what is it, you know, what have been the struggles, the challenges. You know, what have been the systemic reasons for some of the things that have been happening with Indigenous communities. And, of course, the big looming question has always been, so what can I do about it, though, right? So I'm learning all these things, and it can feel like a really heavy weight sometimes. And so it can become something that, you know, rather than motivating you to do something, can hold you back. And so it's really great to find a group like Circles for Reconciliation to be able to, you know, find a way to bring people together. And so through all of the, you know, the thinking and the learning that I've done all this time, I've actually come to learn that it's all about relationship building. Really, that's what reconciliation is, right? So being able to find opportunities to connect with Indigenous people, to talk to them, to hear their stories. You know, it's not just about the facts and figures that you read in these reports, which are very important, you know, to learn as well. But, you know, to actually bring reconciliation to life, it's really to work, you know, to walk this journey together with Indigenous people and listen, you know, really, really listen. Hear their story, hear what's happened for people on a personal level, and make space for that, and then really find a way to be a true ally. You know, how can you support people in what they've experienced? And so that's really been the journey I've been trying to be on, and I'm looking forward to help other people, you know, take those steps as well in these circles.
Yeah, so thank you, Paula. So we're hoping to share kind of a different perspectives of how we are on this path of reconciliation. In one of our themes titled Reconciliation, there's an elder named Abe Bernstick. So how he summarizes, coming from an Indigenous person, how he defines reconciliation, so it kind of falls into what we are here today. So he does say that reconciliation is a concept that describes a process of bringing one spirit to a place of peace. The young man in there, Clayton, believe it or not, we actually grew up in high school in North End of Winnipeg, Manitoba. So, you know, we actually know what we've experienced, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, how Winnipeg was for Indigenous people, you know, so. How our paths have crossed with the Circles for Reconciliation. So, you know, we were young youth and we were, you know, angry, trying to figure out what's going on, why are we facing this racism and all that. No, we were rebellious youth and everything. But then we knew that we could no longer carry that anger within us, that we needed to teach ourselves, you know, because all our family had gone to residential school, so I'm a second generation survivor. My mother and my father went to residential school.
So learning how to let go of the anger, how to move forward. And what we realized that we need to find that self-reconciliation within what do we need to do so that we can feed ourselves in becoming the best people that we can be in learning, in teaching, and educating. So that's the steps we took. So we, we engaged in our culture, we engaged in our elders' teachings, and we met new people. And being part of Circles for Reconciliation has continued that for me, where I've met so many loving people and so many caring people just like yourselves. Take this time to learn about what is going on in Canadian society, and then finding that working past what the emotions have brought up and working and giving voices to others who need to speak. That's a very valuable growth for all of us. So with that, I want to thank Miigwech for being here today. And I believe we're available for questions later, if you'd like. And thank you.